Crocker in Washington for consultation says the Bush administration would like to conclude the wide-ranging accord on future U.S. relations with Iraq by July, but he rejects suggestions the proposed deal would tie the hands of a future U.S. administration or that the United States has a secret agenda for permanent Iraqi bases. The veteran diplomat briefed State Department reporters who asked about a report in the British newspaper The Independent that Washington is seeking a secret deal with Iraqi authorities that would extend U.S. military occupation indefinitely, regardless of the outcome of the November U.S. election. Crocker dismissed the notion of a secret component to the accord under negotiation, saying the process will be transparent and the deal subject to full debate by Iraqi legislators.
It's a negotiation in progress, so I can't tell you what it's going to look like at the end, but I can tell you that we are not seeking permanent military bases in Iraq. That is just flatly untrue. Nor are we seeking to control Iraqi airspace. That is another kind of enduring myth. Iraq is working hard at developing its air traffic control capacities, and as it does, we're handing over increasing responsibility to them.
Crocker said the impetus to complete the deal this year before the current UN mandate for foreign forces in Iraq expires comes from the Iraqi side. He said an American military presence in Iraq will clearly be needed beyond this year, but said the status of forces agreement will have review provisions so that it could be altered by either side in the future. The ambassador said improved security conditions in Iraq in recent months stem from what he termed a virtuous circle of growing competence by Iraqi security forces and public revulsion against al-Qaeda in Iraq and other foreign-backed militias. He spoke of a substantial backlash also against Iran's support of radical Shiite militias and said Tehran would be well advised to reconsider its behavior toward its neighbor.
One would hope that that will lead to a rethinking in Iran as to what its long-term policy toward Iraq should be, to support a democratically elected central government or to support militias that are aligned against that government. I don't think Iran can really have it both ways. It's not a U.S. position. It's what Iraqis themselves are saying.
Crocker said the Thursday announcement by the United Arab Emirates that it intends to name an ambassador and open an embassy in Baghdad reflects an appreciation by Arab states that things are different in Iraq in both political and security terms. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.